This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Drive is live. Clint's out. You hear that voice, Brandon Scott. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you can see our guy Tyler Milner is in the building. A little day baseball. As the Astros are looking to try to win this series, they got out to a lead to kick things off. It is now 3-2. Somebody is just going deep for the Rockies. Forgive me, I don't know anyone on their team.
Yeah,
somebody is just going deep for the Rockies. What is this boy's name?
Yeah, this
name?
Guy's name is Warming.
Ezekiel Tovar.
No, this is Warming.
That guy's name's not Warming.
Yeah, no, he had a walk-off against the Dodgers a few weeks ago or a few days ago.
That dude right there,
Warming.
His name's Warming?
First name, Warming. I've never seen it.
Judge,
I discovered him a couple of weeks ago. Yeah,
Warming.
Man, they were playing the Dodgers, and he had a walk-off hit. Warming is his name.
Wow.
Now, what is the history behind that and the motivation behind naming
your,
like, how you look at a baby can name it Warming.
I got it. Warming.
This looks like a Warming. I ain't trying to make fun of the man if it's like a family thing or a cultural thing. I have no idea. But I don't know how you look at a baby and call it Warming.
Out of all the choices. 3-2 Warming flied out to end that inning. But it is 3-2.
Warming's
Jason
cold.
Alexander. By the way, if you had money on strikeouts, I've got to believe Jason Alexander has exceeded whatever the strikeout numbers would be for him. I lost count. He had struck out, I think, 5 or 6 in the first 2 or 3 innings. So he is getting it in today. But
he's at 7 now.
7 strikeouts. God, if Hunter Brown was 6.5, I got to believe that Jason Alexander has exceeded the strikeout numbers.
Well, we looking like Tyler. Did we make money?
I actually didn't catch his over-under for strikeouts. I do have a couple of bets on this game right now, but I didn't see his strikeouts.
That would be a Tyler bet. Jason Alexander, let me get them straight.
I'm actually surprised and a little bit disappointed, man. This is an opportunity for you right here.
I'm not sure even if I would have looked, I would have bet on strikeouts
that time we
for
went
Jason.
To that time we went to that game and he had them strikeouts on Colton Gordon and told us, hey, it's the element of surprise. That's where he's going. That's why he's picking up. Didn't quite get there.
By the way, the first name Warming, it is it stems from an old English tradition with roots in German culture.
Right. Is that guy, nothing about that guy?
No, well, shout out to the Germans.
Listen, I love
anyway.
That you and Cheryl have gone and dug deep, Tyler. But again, this is maybe I'm off on this. Nothing about that fella's look screamed German. Or any of, I'm sorry. No, it didn't.
Can I introduce you to Dennis Schroeder?
Nine.
No, I got Dennis Schroeder. That fella looked like he was around the areas that I was in Turks and Caicos.
I'm just saying.
In Aruba.
Saying that the through line goes from Dirk Nowitzki to Dennis Schroeder.
Oh,
this guy is somewhere.
About, is there in the center?
This guy is somewhere in between.
I get.
So I mean, it makes sense.
No, I all right. Let's
that
now,
perhaps
now
the place
this.
Is just bigger than
this
you
is,
realize.
This is not where I meant to go. But we've got to figure out where this.
I'm just
is
saying,
from.
My world is small. Germany is big.
Where
and
where
so
is,
and so
where is Warming
and
from?
So Warming could be German.
He is, as I thought, from the Dominican Republic.
But by way of where? You understand. You understand what I'm saying.
From the Dominican
Everybody
Republic.
Come from somewhere, even before they got where they at.
That's what it is.
Especially right. when you look like warming.
We will we'll keep you updated and abreast on what's happening here. 3-2 in the fourth inning. Ain't got to go nowhere. Right here, we got you. Some news around the Astros at 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Toby and Samuel and Mustang Sally and everybody. Jump in, Champ Slice. I see you. You can jump in this as well. I see you, Joel, badass. I can't say the rest of it, but I see you in here. Did you see this news about Lance McCullers?
More Lance McCullers news?
They hit that with that Lance McCullers Jr. is available out of the bullpen, Joe Espada said. Espada characterized this as a decision that is short term.
Yeah.
Hopes it can get McCullers going. Listen,
This feels like a development.
I want to say this, fellas. I think this may be it for Lance when it comes to a major role on this team. It feels like Lance is destined to slide into this long reliever role, and which is a tough thing. It feels like to me Lance being a major part. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he develops and he returns next year. Who knows? But for me, this feels like a development that this may be the last time we see Lance in a major role, and that he is in a secondary role, or there may be something done with him. And I just want to come from the people, Astros fans, people who have followed this team. When you think of Lance McCullers right now, you think of Lance, what's the thought that comes to mind? What's your feeling? If you can take yourself out of your anger towards him the entire time he's been here, what's your feeling? What's your thoughts when you think of Lance McCullers?
Yeah, now it's going to, for me, still be like Astros legend, 27 straight curveballs, World Series, all of that. Like, I know.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
No, I mean.
I'm glad to hear that. I don't think Tyler's going to say that. I'm glad to hear that.
For me, once you have the good times, it's hard for me to just act like none of that stuff ever happened. But I'm not trying to split hairs with you right now. But, like, I feel like you're saying the long reliever role can't be a major role. Like, are you saying this could be the end of the role for him as a starter, or just the end of the road for him as being an impact player and pitcher on the team?
I think a potential impact pitcher on the team. Right now, Brandon, I could see if they stopped right now, are you 100% sure, fellas, that Lance McCullers would be on a playoff roster?
Nope.
No, absolutely. Based off of how he's pitched, no.
No, I'm saying. Absolutely not. Right, like, and again, as I say, maybe next year it could happen, but you start to look at the numbers, I feel like there are probably some guys that may have passed him up right now. And if we could sit here right now and not have a clear understanding that he would be on a playoff roster, I think there are maybe 7-8 guys in that bullpen that they want to get to before they get to Lance. I may have gone over my skis with 7 or 8.
You talking about the Astros bullpen?
But I think there are a lot where I think they are obviously – he has taken a step back in role. But I'm glad that you feel that way. Toby checking in. Lance, if he doesn't want to help the H, then he can go. Be a team player. He's dog poo right now. Lance should retire. Someone text in. Crappy coffee equals Lance. Someone text in. I feel bad for him. That's where I am. I feel bad for him because I think almost as much as anyone on the team, I think Lance wants to do great for the city in particular. Like, not just himself. I think he wants to do great for himself, but I think he wants to do great for the city.
Bury me in the H.
And I think it is killing him that he has been injured like this and that he can't get himself right. I think it's killing him, and I feel bad for him to go along with all of the things he's had to deal with, from death threats and all of that stuff. I am in a space where I feel bad for him.
See, I'm more optimistic about the idea of changing his role, being able to get more out of him. Like perhaps it's just passed him by of being a frontline starter or a middle of the rotation starter like he used to be, and looked like he was on his way to perhaps even being more than that. But now with all of the injuries and all the time off, like maybe this is better for him, and maybe you can get the, like, I'm not ready to write him off completely. I will acknowledge that, like, nothing about the experience has really been good so far since he's been back. And to your question about whether he would be on a playoff roster or whether somebody would want him out of their bullpen or as a starter, like right now, this version of him, I would say absolutely not. But can you reimagine his role? Can you change his training? Can you get him used? Can you get him on board with the idea of coming out of the bullpen and maybe this being your second act, what the back end of your career looks like? Yeah, I could actually see it. I know we've talked about it to death over the years, of the idea of Lance McCullers perhaps being a reliever or a closer or something of that nature. So, like, I don't think it's out of the range of possibility or out of the idea or you know, beyond the pale of Lance actually being good out of the bullpen. Has he been good so far? Do I want to see him pitch right now? Not so much.
You're our resident psycho fan, Tyler Milner. When you think of Lance, if you could pull it together, actually, I almost...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Don't want you to, but if you, when you think of Lance McCullers, the entire time he's been here, is Lance the longest besides Altuve? Is he the longest?
Gotta be, yeah.
Like consecutive. I know Correa is split up, but yeah. What's your thought?
Yeah, Lance. No, my initial knee jerk thought reaction to that was exactly kind of what B. Scott laid out, the 27 curveballs, which
I am so happy about that from you two.
Well, it's the first thought, just because I remember the moment.
Some of our best moments as sports fans.
I remember it just being wild in the moment, living that moment, because, by the way, it was against the turd ass Yankees, those 27 straight curveballs in the playoffs.
Waste of money from the text line. Go ahead.
That's my first thought. And then immediately after that, it's just, that's it. The best way I can describe it is a heavy sigh.
Well, it's the injuries. Because even then, you know, he's injured. Like even when he's been good at times, he's been fighting through stuff. And to your point about, like, him wanting to do well for the city, like, nobody can argue, to me at least, that Lance is not a fighter.
Well,
that
I think
Lance
that's
is not a gamer.
Big, right. I think that's one of the big reasons why it took so long, is because he was trying to get back without having to get surgery.
But he's always dealing with something. Even when things are going well, it feels like he's dealing with something. Or in this case, he's not available. Or, you know, in more recent cases, he's not available and now not effective after not being available for so long. So there's always a story with Lance. There's always some kind of, unfortunately, and I feel bad for him. I'm not really blaming him for this because, like, he can't control not, you know, getting injured and everything. But since he's always injured, there's always like some kind of drama surrounding him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no question that he's like laid it out on the line, laid it all out on the
he's
line.
He's forever in Houston Astros baseball fans' hearts, I think. I think he is forever cemented as an Astro in our hearts for that one moment and those years in the playoffs.
I mean, what happened to when once you win a championship, and Lance has been a part of two, once you win a championship, I thought that that bought you some type of equity basically forever. Like, absent of doing something that's like, F you to the fan base and to the city, like completely turning on the city, which Lance obviously has not done, you usually get that benefit of the doubt. So this is kind of strange to me.
Yeah, text line in. When I think of Lance, I think Life Alert. Someone someone text in.
I mean, it's true. It's
I know we got to go to break, but
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Completely on this.
It's a Life Alert commercial.
By the way, the game's tied.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.